ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
My head hurts like right here, right now.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
He should be on a chain gang, serving time for all his crimes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
I will never stop helping and loving people.
That's definitely not me. That's Michael Jackson, folks. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the undisputed, undefeated, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title, get this, 28 years and 3 weeks. That's right, 28 years and 3 weeks, of course, looking to get into the Guinness Book of World Records. If we're not there already, we're pretty darn close. If you'd like to join us, speaking of closeness, on the toll-free phone lines, feel free to do so all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. I'll get the Twitter thing going in just a second. Twitter.com at ringtalk, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K. That's Twitter.com at ringtalk. Or you can hit me up with an email at ringtalk, one word, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk at yahoo.com. Well, UFC 153 coming up. The return of Georges St-Pierre later in the year, of course, the Canadian superstar in the world of mixed martial arts, the UFC welterweight champion. That's coming up. Lots of things coming up in the world of MMA. Boxing looks like it's ready to give it its second go of the year. It sort of had a hiatus of sorts the last couple of weeks, but the bottom line is it's going to get back to business this week. Of course, big-time boxing returning to HBO. Brandon Rios, do I want to see the guy fight again? Not really. He hasn't made weight in a couple of fights. He's a bit of a chump. He's been exposed by Richard Abril as a guy that, if he doesn't have a left hook, it's history. He just can't fight that well. If you take away his left hook, guess what? You've got him beat. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into world of boxing and mixed martial arts. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Do the Twitter thing. Twitter.com using the at ringtalk sign. And, of course, we are live on the internet at ringtalk.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it. It'll go in.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your debt freedom kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, America's largest invention company, and learn how to get free information. Call toll-free 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call InventHelp now at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
If the tunes sound a little bit different, got a new man in the office. That's right. The man running the boards today is Alex, of course. Scott Cuddy, the cut man, on vacation at an unknown location, sort of like Dick Cheney. You know what I mean? Like under the radar. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts at about 35, 37 minutes past the hour. We will bring in UFC light heavyweight contender King Kyle Kingsbury. We'll talk UFC and MMA madness for a while with the King, Triple K, King Kyle Kingsbury. That should be at about 37 minutes past the hour. Of course, the 13th of October, Nonito Donaire, the Filipino Flash, of course, out of Newark, California. An American-born Filipino that the Filipinos seem to hold against him. 29-1, champion, 112, 115, 118, now 122 pounds. Taking on Toshiaka Nishioka. 39-4-3. That's for the WBO and IBF 122-pound championships. And in the co-feature, 30-0-1. And God, that O should have a very odorous asterisk next to it. I'm talking about Brandon Rios. Of course, that fight with Richard Abril earlier this year in which he lost clearly. They gave it to him. He's coming back to fight Mike Alvarado at 140 pounds. And these guys will be hooking it up next Saturday. That's October 13th. On HBO from the Home Depot Center in Carson, California. My man from the City of Angels, Southern California. I'm talking about Mr. Kevin Perry is on the line. And KP, Nonito Donaire, I know nothing about this Japanese fighter. Can he lick a stamp at all or what?
He's a pretty good fighter. I've seen him fight only one time. His most notable win, at least, on this side of the hemisphere, was against Johnny Gonzalez, I believe. I think it was a third-round stoppage a few years back in
you
Mexico.
You mean Johnny Gonzalez, the guy whose parents spelled his name wrong, J-H-O-N-N-Y, and then realized
exactly.
It was a typo and decided not to change, the same guy?
Yeah, so you'd assume if he's – I mean, I know Johnny Gonzalez is known for having the best chin, but he did stop him in three rounds. He also has a win over Rafael Marquez. But Marquez, obviously, at this point, is past his prime, and he didn't stop Marquez. So I guess you got to say, I mean, I know he's pretty fast. He's a very good boxer. He does have quite a bit of pop. He's not a huge puncher, so he's going to pose quite a bit of problems, I think, for Donaire. But I think Donaire, some of his unorthodox things he does with leaping in with left hooks, I think that's going to give the Japanese fighter a lot of problems. It should be a pretty good, interesting fight.
You know what's funny is that when I had Larry Merchant, the HBO Godfather, on a recent show, and of course you can listen to these shows if you go to the website, ringtalk.com, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. Listen to all the past podcasts, previous shows, all that kind of good stuff, the best of Ring Talk. It's all there. But Larry tried to say that Nonito was still living off that one punch left hook of Victor Chinian. That was July 7th, 2007, but he's knocked out Fernando Montiel in much the same way, much the same fashion since then. Why hasn't Nonito become a superstar, per se? Why isn't he known the world around? Is he living in the shadow of Manny Pacquiao? Is that it?
No, I think it more just has to do with kind of hard to become a superstar when you fight at 122 pounds. And I think the fact that he's getting regular dates on HBO, being a super bantamweight or junior featherweight, whichever you want to call it, they fight 122 pounds. I think the fact he's on HBO just shows you that he is exceeding what most 122-pounders are able to do in the professional ranks. I mean, he's making decent money. You can't really ask for much more. I mean, most guys in those weight classes, I mean, they barely even can make it on ESPN. So he's definitely very successful. He's making enough money to feed his family, and I think that's really the most important thing. And he can be exciting with the right opponent in front of him. This opponent, I just really don't know. It just depends if Nishioka can take his punch. Nishioka's been out of the ring, I think, for 15 months, and I he's an older fighter from what I believe. I think he's in his 30s. So that is the question mark or the X factor in this fight. Is he going to be rusty? Is he going to get caught with something early? And is he going to be able to dictate the pace with his pretty good boxing skills?
Okay, KP, Kevin Perry is our guest. Want to welcome Sports Talk 1080, folks, the team. That's right down there in Orlando, Florida. I want to say hello to the program director. I'm talking about Len Weiner. And then we thank you so much for bringing us and making us part of the Sports Talk 1080 team. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest running fight show in history, 28 plus years now, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Now, next week, unless you know how to work the illegal feeds, I'm talking about the internet, folks, and watch fights from Britain and the UK and Europe and Asia and things like that, which I've learned how to do. I mean, you have to. If you want to watch some of these fights, you have to do it. But the bottom line is next Saturday, David Price, he's like 6'7", somewhere around there, 13-0, taking on the former Olympic gold medalist, way past his peak. I mean, we're talking about over the hill and down in the valley, Audley Harrison, 28-5. That'll be a 12-rounder in Liverpool, the UK, of course, at the Echo Arena. But David Price, I'm very excited about him. I'm not too excited about some of the other heavyweights out of Europe. But, you know, David Price, Deontay Wilder. Deontay Wilder, the unbeaten young man, of course, from the United States, which, you know, 26-0, 26 stops. Is it time for him to put up or shut up, or does he need to keep fighting the same type of guys like Pedro Fernandez and Kevin Barry and guys like that, or what?
You know what? I think it's time to step him up. I don't know how far, because I think the biggest problem is I think he's got all the tools. But from what I hear, he was almost stopped against a journeyman fighter maybe 5-6 fights ago. And I think that is really why they're kind of bringing him slowly. I think they're very concerned about his chin. Most of these guys, he never gets hit. What's going to happen? Well, I guess the bottom line is the heavyweight division is so weak right now. Stepping somebody up isn't really going to do a whole lot because most of the heavyweights are not very good. So maybe he's ready, maybe he's not. I think they could throw him in with three or four more decent journeyman-type level fighters, but not guys who are like over the age of 35. Some younger guys that are limited, but guys that are going to be durable and hopefully be able to go rounds. Because I think the biggest problem is he's blowing these guys out so early. What happens when he fights a guy that isn't going to fall? Is he going to be able to go eight rounds? You know, how's his stamina? So, some of those questions I think need to be answered. I mean, when a guy is 26-0 or 27-0 with 27 KOs or whatever his record is, obviously that record is an indictment of the type of opponents he's fighting. Not that he's not a big puncher, but you can kind of see the record is quite a bit inflated.
We're talking with Kevin Perry, folks. Of course, talking about Deontay Wilder, the 2008 Olympic bronze medalist. He's probably the only Olympian that hasn't had anything bad to say about Michael Phelps. Of course, Ronda Rousey on the show a few weeks ago just ripping Michael Phelps apart, shredded him. Oh, no question about that. She shredded him for both his attitude in Beijing and his attitude on the Oprah show, so don't invite both those people to the same party. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We're talking boxing now at about 37 minutes past the hour. We'll talk MMA, UFC, Bellator, Strikeforce, all that kind of stuff up until the top of the hour. Of course, you can catch Ring Talk Live Worldwide Saturdays, a preview show, Saturday mornings, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And then we roll again with a Sunday wrap, the Sunday wrap-up edition. Of course, that is at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network as well. Now, I asked this question earlier this week in a column at ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. That's my website. Is the 2012 boxing season, is it over with? Has the season peaked already?
There's a few good fights coming up. Actually, next Saturday is on HBO. The undercard is Brandon Rios and Mike Alvarado. And from the I think the majority of boxing fans are more excited about that bout than the main event with Tenera Nishioka. I think because both those guys are two come-forward brawlers, they kind of throw a defense out the window. They're just going to stand there and trade. Although I do think that Brandon Rios can box if he wants to, but he's one of those fighters, I think, he's kind of fallen in love with his power, and I really don't think he's really as big of a puncher as he thinks he is. He's a good puncher, but a lot of the opponents he's been fighting have been kind of limited. And you saw when he fought a fighter that had some defensive ability and, you know, some savviness, that he wasn't just able to go out there and just hit guys at will. So, and Mike Alvarado can also box a little bit. So it's going to be an interesting fight to see if Rios goes out there and just tries to stand toe-to-toe the whole time, or if he actually tries to put a strategy in place to kind of mix things up and not make himself such an easy target.
Okay, one more question for you. The Klitschkos, of course, Vladimir and Vitaly, the two brothers, the Klitschko brothers, the heavyweight champions. You know, they keep fighting hobo after hobo, and you keep telling me it's because of the pathetic situation that is the heavyweight division nowadays. Is there anybody on the horizon that can challenge the Klitschkos or anybody outside of Deontay Wilder that we can mention as far as a possible future world heavyweight champion from America is concerned?
Well, anybody from America or anybody just in general?
How about it? Let's go the American route first.
The American route, I'm not really all that excited about Seth Mitchell. I saw him get rocked against
Chaz Witherspoon.
Chaz Witherspoon, who is a decent heavyweight, but, I mean, he's not even known as being a big puncher. So to get rocked by that guy tells me he probably doesn't have much of a chance against the Klitschkos, and he started boxing late. And Chris Areola hasn't really fought anybody since Thomas Adamick, and losing to Thomas Adamick to me just shows he's somewhat limited. So I don't think there's really anybody out there.
He's not limited. The guy trains on tamales, beers, and tacos. He admits it.
Yeah.
He was on this show. I said, what did you have this morning? When he got up this morning, he goes, a beer. He got, what are you going to train on? He goes, burritos. That's when he was a big fat pig. Then he got himself down to about 230. He looks somewhat reasonable. But the bottom line is he has discipline problems.
Yeah, that's true. He does have skills. He does let his hands go. The conditioning is definitely an issue. I think that part of the problem is, just like you said, you know, the things you put into your body have a big effect on how you fight, how your body looks, how you feel, just as a human being. And I think that's something that probably the most overlooked thing in boxing is nutrition. And I think a lot of fighters, they just don't eat properly. They don't put the proper things in their body regularly. They don't know what foods are good to eat, what's bad, and that type of stuff.
Good enough, KP. Every fighter needs a nutritionist, but when I think of fighters or athletes taking stuff before events, I think of Doc Ellis taking LSD before pitching in the World Series. I thought that was pretty trippy. You are tuned to Ring Talk. KP, take care.
All right, man, take care.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We'll finish up on the boxing end of the show, then we'll go into the MMA show in just a few minutes. We have open phone lines coast to coast. And when I say open phone lines, I mean toll free, you cheap bananas. Won't cost you a dime. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, all around the world, of course, on the fabulous internet, ringtalk.com. Of course, sportsbyline.com, tunein.com, stitcher.com. I can go on and on, but this is your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half.
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now. 800-603-9980. Protect America. Rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free. No activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now. 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Okay, the hip-hop is not my thing. You know that. But Alex is in the house, so he's playing his own tunes today. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside, look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, this week, October, the beginning of October, being a, how can I put this? I never consider the death of somebody or the, I don't put death and anniversary in the same sentence, okay? Just don't do it. And of course, October 2nd, 1980, was the day that Muhammad Ali, the fighter, Cassius Clay, born Cassius Clay back in 1942. That was the day that he died as a fighter. Of course, he fought Larry Holmes in Las Vegas, Nevada, for a reported $8 million purse, of which he received a fourth of which. I'll get into that in just a minute. But the bottom line is, Ali was 38 years old, coming off the two fights with Leon Spinks. Of course, the first fight with Leon Spinks, sort of suspicious in the ending. What I mean by that is, I didn't think Ali tried as hard as he could have, and he lost a decision, of course. So he lost the World Heavyweight Championship. So he had to regain it, right? So they had to have a second fight with Spinks. Well, he and Spinks fought again, and he beat Spinks. Of course, that was a unanimous nod over 15 rounds. But the bottom line is, when you look back in history and you begin, the beginning of October, I think October 2nd, 1980s, a race car and movie star. I'm talking race car driver and movie star. I'm talking about the great Steve McQueen, a guy that I met in the Presidio Park District of San Francisco back when he was filming the movie Bullet. I think that was back in 1967 or 69, I believe. But the bottom line is, Steve McQueen died that day, and guess what? So did Muhammad Ali. I mean, Larry Holmes didn't want to put the punishment on Ali that he did, but he laid him out. I mean, not laid him out horizontally, but I mean just laid him out. Just kept pounding on him. Not real hard shots, but jabs and right hands. I don't think Holmes threw a hook all night. I mean, Holmes didn't really want to hurt his former sparring partner. If you look at some of these films back from 1973, 1974, 74 especially, when Ali was getting ready to take on, of course, George Foreman for the World Heavyweight Championship, guess who his chief sparring partner was? Larry Holmes. Guess who was licking him like a stamp in the gym? Larry Holmes. That's right. That's why I rate, not based on that alone, but I rate Larry Holmes as probably the best heavyweight in the history of boxing. People say to me, you're out of your mind. Rocky Marciano went 49-0. Yeah, but look who Rocky fought. Rocky's average title of challenger was like 34.5 years old. 38 points, somewhere 35 to 38 years old. Okay, the bottom line is he was old. Okay, no question about it. All right, every challenger that Marciano faced was old or over the hill. And then when you heard Sonny Liston's name in the background, you realized it was time to get out. So Marciano gives up the title. But Marciano, who went 49-0, I had his manager, Marty Weil, who was the son of his promoter, Al Weil, on the show probably about 15 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, and he admitted that Rocky Marciano fought his brother three or four times around Brockton, Massachusetts, different parts of New England. So the bottom line is that Marciano never went to 49-0. He probably went to about 44-0 and then fought at 45-0 and fought his brother a few times. But Holmes was a legitimate 48-0 when he went in and stepped in against Michael Spinks. Of course, lost his heavyweight championship. The first time a light heavyweight had won the heavyweight championship in history. And then Spinks went on and beat him in a very controversial rematch. But, you know, this whole thing, Larry Holmes, Muhammad Ali, boxing sort of, when Ali went, boxing sort of went with it. You know, I mean, think about it. I mean, Ray Leonard, Howard Cosell, Roberto Duran, Thomas Hearns. You know, there aren't any boxers today outside of Floyd Mayweather, maybe a Manny Pacquiao in the Philippines, that are household names. Saul Alvarez is not a household name. He's as green as guacamole. Yeah, he's a good Mexican fighter, undefeated, I think, at 41-0-1 with something like 31, 32 KOs. Okay, big deal. We saw what undefeated records were when we saw Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. take on the world middleweight champion a few weeks ago. I'm talking about Sergio Martinez. I mean, he got trampled on for 11 rounds. And in the 12th round, after pushing the champion Martinez down the 11th round and hurting his ankle and his knee, he almost got Martinez out of there in the 12th round when Martinez said, you know what, I'm going for the KO. Plus, my leg's not holding up too well either, so I can't run around. I'm going to go for it. He went for it, almost got knocked out, but was fighting at the end of the round after being dropped by Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Now, at least Jose Suleiman, the president of the World Boxing Council, you know, I'm talking about Julio Cesar Chavez's unofficial manager, he said that a rematch is, you know, not in the cards, not yet. You know, because, you know, Chavez did get beat up pretty good over 11 rounds. I mean, he won one round, the 12th round, that was it. So there'll be no rematch there, okay? But, you know, you talk about some of the old names like Chavez Jr., Chavez Sr., Julio Cesar Chavez Sr., Edwin Rosario, Hector Camacho, Ray Leonard. I can go back to Detroit. Jimmy Paul, Milton McCrory. I mean, there were some good fighters in the 80s, okay? What happened to the good fighters? What happened to the good black American fighter? I asked Don King that about 2.5-3 years ago, maybe a little bit longer. But I asked him, what happened to the work ethic of the black American heavyweight? He said, it sort of went the way of the white American heavyweight. In other words, they're texting, they're playing video games, they're playing on the computer. They don't want to have anything to do with hard work and doing road work and being disciplined. It's just not in the American mindset anymore. That's why you see so many fighters from these third world countries, possibly fourth world countries, taking over boxing. I mean, the Russians now run the heavyweight division outside of our one American prayer, Deontay Wilder, 27-0, 26 KO, something like that. Okay, but outside of him, Seth Mitchell, I don't think too much of Seth. We talked about him a little bit earlier with Kevin Perry. But when you look at the heavyweight division today, there's really not anybody there. And you look at boxing today. I mean, Manny Pacquiao's a star. Floyd Mayweather's a star. People come out to see Floyd Mayweather. They come out to see Manny Pacquiao, but I don't know how much they're going to want to come out and see Pacquiao again after Pacquiao lost his last two fights. I mean, he lost to Juan Manuel Marquez, who was at like November of last year. Then, of course, he had the controversial decision loss. He won that fight on a majority nod, by the way, meaning one judge had it even and two judges gave it to him. And then, of course, he had the fight with Tim Bradley, in which he lost on a 115-113 across the board split decision, 115-113 his way one time, 115-113 twice for Bradley. Bradley hasn't had a fight offer since. Nobody seems to want to fight Bradley. But the bottom line is, you know, Manny Pacquiao rolled the dice too many times in Las Vegas, and eventually you're going to roll snake eyes. No question about it. And guess what? Against Tim Bradley, he rolled snake eyes. Now we've got Manny Pacquiao and Juan Manuel Marquez fighting for the fourth time, looks like December 8th in Las Vegas on pay-per-view. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Next up, we switch gears. We go to the world of the UFC, MMA, Bellator, Strikeforce. We're talking mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
I don't even know if that's hip-hop. What is that? Electronic music or what? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, we check out boxing originally, the initial part of the show, and then on the Sunday show. Then, of course, we go to the world of mixed martial arts and MMA, of course. USC going down this past weekend on FX Cable. And, of course, we've got UFC 153 coming up. UFC 154 coming up. The World Heavyweight Championship taking place before the end of the year. Looks like December 29th. Cain Velasquez, of course, trying to seek revenge against Junior Dos Santos for the UFC World Heavyweight Championship. In the meantime, we bring in our UFC expert. I'm talking about the very knowledgeable Triple K himself, King Kyle Kingsbury. What's up, King Kyle?
Oh, you know, Pedro, just getting ready to go overseas.
What are you going overseas for?
We're doing another USO tour for the troops.
Cool. So you enjoy those? I mean, do they make you take all kinds of vaccinations before you go?
I only had to get vaccinations one time for the tour, but yeah, they're a lot of fun. You get to meet new people. The troops obviously really appreciate it, and we appreciate what they do, so it's good to give back.
Okay. Outside of the fact that, you know, I was looking at some of the UFC numbers here, and they figure UFC 152 did between 450 and 460,000 pay-per-view buys. Of course, John Jones known to do a little bit better than that, but, and of course, there was a 6 weeks in between. There was the fact that he pulled out of the fight with Chael Sonnen after his original opponent, Dan Henderson, got hurt. So there's a lot of bad blood as far as the fans and John Jones is concerned. But when you looked at Jones's win over Vitor Belfort, did he show some leaks in that fight?
He's definitely, you know, got what it takes to keep going. You know, he could have a long, long streak at the top. You see he's got the fortitude to stick with it and grind through the tough spots in that fight.
Okay. But do you see any leaks in him? In other words, does he look more beatable after the Belfort fight than he did beforehand?
Well, everybody's beatable, and certainly, you know, you saw with the submission attempts and things like that. Ooh. But he's definitely got, you know, he's got some weaknesses there, but he's always improving, and he is very young, so he's not the same fighter. Every time he steps in there, he's a better fighter than he was before.
I mean, I have to feel that when Belfort, if he had thrown one of those submission holds on me, I might have been tapping, because I know that John Jones' arm and his elbow and his shoulder is in bad shape right now as I speak, and it'll probably be 4 or 5 months before he comes back and fights again, so that takes care of that. Vitor Belfort, he put up a pretty good fight considering he was a last-minute opponent stepping up to 185. He exceeded everybody's expectations, don't you think?
Yeah, he did a great job.
Okay. Now, I was just looking at the numbers. 52,000 people dropped cable last month as far as across the United States are concerned. So, I mean, we're really, really watching the cable numbers drop. And now, of course, we're watching some of the UFC numbers drop because I think the Ultimate Fighter this past, take that back, 2 weeks ago on FX Cable on September 28th did 775,000 viewers. That's the lowest it's ever done in history. What's going on here, Kyle?
I don't know. I don't know if it's oversaturation or if, you know, fans are not embracing the up-and-comers, but, yeah, we're definitely seeing a decline. There's no doubt about it.
And do you don't think it's for the oversaturation? Because here's what's funny: is the UFC makes money. The Strike Force goes into town, and with the exception of Ronda Rousey, they lose money every time they put on a show. So eventually, are we going to see like the Strike Force just mold and morph into the UFC, or what?
Thank you. I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen with that. You know, the Strike Force deal is unique because they have a Showtime controlling, you're pulling the strings behind the scenes. Obviously, UFC would have to solve Strike Force and make it all, you know, under one roof. But I'm not sure how that's going to work out. Only time is going to tell.
Okay. Good enough. When are you leaving to go across the pond again?
I am on the plane right now. We are boarding. That's why like I'm breaking up on you.
Well, I tell you what, I'll let you go. I thank you so much for spending some time with me. I hope that your health is well. I hope your girlfriend's well and you have a good trip across the pond. You are the king. King Kyle Kingsbury, of course, Triple K on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Triple K, have a safe trip.
Thanks a lot, brother. Much appreciated, Pedro.
All right. King Kyle Kingsbury, folks, as he boards a plane to go across, of course, the pond. The UFC, of course, that was on FX Cable, and I don't think they drew too well on that one either. But the bottom line is they held it on Friday night at the Target Center. Of course, the main event was this guy with his huge head. His name is the Giant Silva. I kid you, he's got this huge head. I mean, Antonio Bigfoot Silva is his real name, but they should call him Big Head because he's got a head like a gorilla. When I saw him in an elevator one time in Los Angeles, I guess about 2 or 3 years ago at a Strike Force card, I was absolutely blown away by it. I mean, I couldn't believe the size of this guy's head. It was like as big as his the area from his navel to his neck. That's how big his head was. But the bottom line is, of course, he was trounced earlier this year by Cain Velasquez in May. Of course, Cain earning that shot at the UFC World Heavyweight Championship going down December 29th in Las Vegas against champion Junior Dos Santos. But, you know, Silva, what can I say? I'm not all that impressed. But guess what? Travis Brown came in, gave it his best shot, but guess what? He got whooped up. That's right. They stopped the fight at 3:27 of the opening round. Referee Herb Dean did. Herb Dean involved with some controversial stops. Brown now 13-1-1. And, of course, the Brazilian. Is he for real? He's big. He's a giant. But is he really, really that good of a fighter? I don't think so. He's now 17-4. And I expect to see him. You know, he's an attraction. I mean, you look at him. You probably want to see him fight again because the guy looks like a gorilla. He's like the King Kong of MMA. And I'm not trying to denigrate him. I'm not trying to belittle him. I'm not trying to denounce him or make fun of the way he looks or anything like that. But if you look at this guy and you look at a picture of King Kong, they're pretty similar. Okay, no question about that. Jake Ellenberger beat Jay Heron. That was the semi-main event, 29-28 across the board for Ellenberger. Of course, that was on FX cable. That was Friday night. And the FX cable card on Friday night, they're averaging about 1.4 million homes, 1.3 million homes, okay? When they were on Spike TV, which is a male-orientated television network, of course, they have TNA Wrestling, and TNA doesn't stand for T and A. It's TNA, Total Nonstop Action. They call it Impact Wrestling now. But the bottom line is they've got Impact Wrestling. They're doing about 1.4 million viewers a week with that. And then, of course, the Bellator Fighting Championships are going to join the Spike TV team in January. They would have joined sooner, but the UFC had this non-competition clause involved in their contract with Spike. In other words, 1 year after they left Spike, Spike couldn't air any MMA outside of UFC. So that's why you see the Spike people going up against these UFC pay-per-view events with past and prior events that they held on Spike TV. But when they were with Spike TV, the male-orientated television network, they were doing sometimes over 2 million, you know, 2 million people a week. But the bottom line is the Ultimate Fighter sometimes used to get close to 1.8 million, 2 million people. What did it draw last week? 775,000 people? Not good. This whole entire Fox TV deal, you know, the 10-year deal for $100 million, I don't know if it was worth it. I mean, I look back and I really think about it. I mean, yeah, they garnered all this money. They get to have four shows a year on FX, I mean, on Fox TV, on the regular cable network, you know, the same one that has the World Series and the NFL Super Bowl and the playoffs and all the big sporting events, things like that. And that's all fine and dandy. I mean, four big events on Fox a year, that's good. But then you have the in-between cards before the pay-per-view cards. They're on FX cable. They're not drawing well. They're only doing about 1 million homes, 1.2 million homes. What happened to the popularity of the UFC? Has the UFC gone overboard? Or is it oversaturation? Is there too much MMA on TV? I mean, we've got Strikeforce. And, yeah, the September 29th Strikeforce card in Sacramento has been canned when, of course, the champion out of San Francisco said, hey, I've had enough. He's not going to be able to make it. So it doesn't look like that fight's going to happen. September 29th, Showtime decided to pull the entire card off the bill, off the network. So that's not going to happen. And, you know, Strikeforce is trying to make some money. But outside of Ronda Rousey, they don't make any money. So why are they even in business? Even though Showtime's happy with the numbers, sometimes they only get like, you know, 400,000 or 500,000 people, but they're happy with the numbers because in all actuality, you know, the up-and-coming market in the world of sports always has been for the last 5 to 10 years now has been the Mexican-American market, the Latino market. Well, now, percentage-wise, more Latinos are buying MMA, watching MMA on Strikeforce than they are watching boxing on Showtime. What does that mean? That means the MMA world is now starting to seep into the Latino world. And once the Latinos get a hold of this stuff and grasp a hold of it, of course, with Junior Dos Santos, the world heavyweight champion out of Brazil, and Cain Velasquez, a Mexican-American challenger, going at it December 29th in Las Vegas. That should be one hell of a week in Las Vegas. I know my producer Alex is going to be down there. Of course, the 29th will be the UFC live. Of course, Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos for the heavyweight championship. And then 2 days later, it'll be like New Year's Eve in Vegas. So it's going to be one hell of a weekend as far as Las Vegas is concerned, 2012. But I definitely want you to circle that date on your calendar because that will be a fight to watch. Junior Dos Santos taking on Cain Velasquez in a rematch for the World Heavyweight Championship. But back to the UFC. Is it oversaturation? Is it the fact that they're not marketing their product in the right area? In other words, Spike TV, see, Spike was the natural. All the macho guys, all the Larry the Cable guys, those type of guys, they watch Spike TV. They get off on Spike TV, okay? They don't watch FX Cable. Very few of the guys with, you know, the Larry the Cable guys, very few of those guys do the Facebook thing. They don't want to watch the pre-fights on Facebook. And that's the way this usually goes down as far as the pay-per-view is concerned with the UFC. They have a fight or two on Facebook.com. Then they go to FX Cable for 2 hours. Then, they go to the UFC main event or the main card on pay-per-view, wherever it happens to be emanating from, Las Vegas. Of course, Georges St. Pierre coming back in a few weeks. And of course, he's defending the welterweight championship against Carlos Condit, I believe. Of course, he was the man that beat Nick Diaz earlier this year. And Nick Diaz out on a marijuana suspension. Nick Diaz, a head case if there ever was one. But I tell you what, outside of the giant Silva, I'd probably want Nick Diaz with me in an alley if I had to win somewhere, go somewhere. I mean, down some rough alley like in Tijuana. Back in the days, we used to run the alleys of Tijuana after doing television broadcasts down there and getting out of the Civic Auditorium around midnight or 1 a.m. We'd have to run back alleys to clubs and to dance halls and to bordellos. No, I'm just kidding. And you know, I mean, to make our way around the different dance clubs, we were like running the back streets of Tijuana. Can't do it anymore. But if I had Nick Diaz of the Giant Silva with me, wouldn't be a problem. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or hit us up on the Twitter thing, twitter.com, using the hash mark, or at Ring Talk, RingTalk. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Stay tuned for a $1 million dream body announcement.
Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
Check it, 56, make it 57 minutes past. I want to say hello to some of our affiliates out there. 3WE, of course, in Atlanta, GA, the home of John Jones, the world UFC light heavyweight champion. I want to wish him the best of luck in his recovery from that arm injury. WHBQ in Memphis, Tennessee. K-Shop, KSHP, Las Vegas, Nevada, 1400. WUSP, of course, that's in Utica, New York. AM and FM in Utica, New York. WADR in Remsen, New York. And WKFHW in Billings, Montana. Plus, of course, our new affiliate just picked it up, Sports Talk 1080, the team, 1080. Of course, I want to thank the program director down there in Orlando, Florida, Mr. Len Weiner. Now, UFC, of course, coming back October 13th. Of course, the big fight card that everybody wants to see is Anderson Silva. I don't know why. I really don't. Anderson Silva versus Stephen Bonner. Big deal. Stephen Bonner is a good fighter, 17-7, but I consider him like a journeyman at best. He's 17-7, taking on Silva, 30-4, the longest reigning, of course, UFC champion in history. He's a champion at 185 pounds. They're going to meet somewhere between 185 and 205. Mino, I call him Mini, and he ain't no small guy. Mini Nogueira, 240 pounds, 6'3", 33-7-1, taking on Dave Herman, 21-4. Glover Teixeira, watch this guy, folks. He's a guy to keep an eye on. He's 18-2. He's a light heavyweight, 18-2. He's taking on Fabio Maldonado. He's 18-5. That's part of the UFC, of course, 153 card. Man, I remember when UFC was like 33 and then 34. That's when the Zuffa people, Zuffa Sports, and Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta and Dana White took over. The UFC went like 33. Now we're like at UFC 153. 154 is coming. 155 is coming up. I mean, the UFC is just flying past us. But I got to ask you this question. Is the UFC, by going to pay-per-view once a month, are they biting off too much? Is there enough talent? Is the pool deep enough to have a main pay-per-view show once a month? I mean, Dave Meltzer, the WrestlingObserver.com, he thinks so. I just don't. I think we're starting to lose it. I think we're starting to lose some of the quality as far as these upper echelon cards are concerned. I mean, when you have main events that aren't main events and you put them on pay-per-view, shame on you. And, of course, the last fight, Vitor Belfort stepping up to take on John Jones. You put it this way. Belfort did a lot better than any of us thought he would, but he still lost. So it was still basically the same thing. Why didn't John Jones just take on Chael Sonnen a few weeks earlier? That would have been so much easier. Everybody would have got paid. You know, the undercard fighters would have made their money. They wouldn't be in debt. And John Jones wouldn't be the most hated fighter as far as the UFC fighters are concerned in the locker room. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing, mixed martial arts. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, thank my new guy for the week, Alex. And, of course, until next week, peace, love, lots of respect. Hit the website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com.